Hello, my name is Percy, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
All right. So when it comes to politics, would you say that do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or an Independent?
Democrat.
All right. So as you may know, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote. Or will you wait until November to vote in the general election?
Definitely.
All right. Okay, so first I'm going to give you a list of people, and if you could tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people. And I can totally read you those categories again if you need to. So the first person is Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
All right. What about Roland Gutierrez?
I don't know that much about him, so.
All right, that's okay. What about Greg Cusser?
I don't know much about him either.
All right. What about Chevo Pastrano?
I don't know anything about him either.
Oh, that's okay, don't worry. What about Ruben Becerra?
Favorable.
Would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Beto O'Rourke?
Very favorable.
What about Debbie Gonzalez Inswolby?
I don't know much about her.
What about Aaron Zwiener?
I don't know much about her.
All right, that's okay. Okay, now, in a Democratic primary election for the U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
I don't know. I think I'd have to read up.
All right, that's okay. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate would you choose from Aaron Zwiener or Chevo Pastrano? Would you vote for him to choose today?
I don't know.
All right. So here's just some information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for the Texas State House. So Chevo Pastrano is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos as a son of farm workers. He moved to Kyle and graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and now is a successful defense attorney. Chevo is a progressive fighter for Democratic values whose priorities will be increased school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, and get funding to end gridlock on IH-35 and increase minimum wage. While Aaron Zwiener is in her third term as a state house member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker, and rules expert means that she is effective both at stopping extreme Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Aaron's mom volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, and conservationist by training. Aaron works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development, and she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. So now, based on this information, given about these two candidates, who would you vote in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House if you had to choose today?
Aaron Zwiener.
All right. Now, next, if you could rate how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you, deciding who will you support in a Democratic primary election for state House representative. So this is a scale of 1 through 5, number 1 being that you don't think it's really important or, like, it's just not important, and number 5 being it's the most important. So the first statement is strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
3.
Restoring abortion rights.
5.
Voting rights and protecting democracy.
5.
Growth, development, and traffic congestion.
I don't know if that's important too. 5.
All right. Climate change and protecting the environment.
5.
fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes.
Four.
Vouchers, stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
Five.
Gun laws, restricting the sale of assault weapons.
Five.
And fight against Texas' new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
Five.
So when it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? And there's two options. One who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's right and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures. Or the second option, who is one whose pro-life religious beliefs lead them to support some of Texas' restrictions on abortions to stop the loss of unborn lives.
The first one.
All right. Now, next is going to be, again, just a few small statements. You might hear about that are some that are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. And answer if each one would cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or it wouldn't really matter, like it wouldn't make a difference. While the candidate lives in Hayes County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have a strong, deep roots here.
It doesn't matter for me.
All right. The candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes.
That's important.
All right, so would just say that makes you want to definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it would not make a difference?
Probably vote against.
Okay. The candidate failed to gain endorsements of several local elected offices. Officials reflecting criticism that they are not in touch with Hayes County.
What was that again?
Yeah. The candidate failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials, reflecting criticism they are not in touch with Hayes County.
Not that important.
All right. The candidate, working as an attorney, tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff's deputy, accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technicality, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothes as he groped her.
Very important.
Would you say that makes you want to definitely vote against, probably vote against, or would it make a difference?
Probably vote against.
Okay. And as a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter and argued in court that the rape was the girl's fault. Would that be, it makes you want to definitely vote against, probably vote against, or would it make a difference?
Probably vote against.
All right. Lastly, some statements about the record of state representative of Aaron Zwiener. And if you can answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. So, after listening to grieving local parents who lost their children to drug overdoses, Aaron passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools.
What was I supposed to answer?
If the statement makes you feel, like, very positive towards the state representative, Aaron Zwiener, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Positive. Very positive.
Okay. Aaron Zwiener has a record of delivering for Hayes County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth.
Somewhat positive.
As the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Zwiener leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space.
Very important.
Which you said be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral,
positive.
Or negative. Very positive?
Very
right.
Positive.
Representative Zwiener successfully fought hard, stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that would have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools.
Very positive.
Aaron Zwiener has been out on the front lines fighting against the Texas Republicans' extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill, restrictions against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care for pregnant Texans.
Very positive.
Aaron Zwiener is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ plus rights.
Very positive.
Aaron Zwiener is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a 3-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills.
Very positive.
All right, so after hearing all of this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? And the options are Aaron Zwiener or Chavo Pastrano.
Aaron Zwiener.
All right. Now, if you don't mind, could you please tell me your age?
67.
67, all right. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic / Latino heritage?
No.
Do you consider yourself African-American or Black?
No.
And now, what was the last grade you completed in high school, or in school in general?
I have a master's degree.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. And how long have you lived in Hays County?
Since 1996.
All right. Well, there's kind of a range here. Would you say that maybe that's 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
How long have I, what's that for? How long have I lived here?
Yeah, how long have you lived in Hays County?
It's more than 20 years.
More than 20 years, all right. Well, this concludes our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your participation and your time. I truly appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you so much.
Bye.